Through your heart, or through your head down into your heart, that your self-pity, your hurt look, is not going to move God. He's not going to step out and give you another dispensation of patience because you are refusing. And I'll get to that in just a moment. And now you're going to tell me when I look over your faces that that's not what I see.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Although this house has heard ever since you've ever been around me that the one thing that I must not do is be not afraid of their faith.
Hallelujah. Right.
And over the period of time, I've even told you what that means. When I first had it spoken to me, I thought that I even asked God the question, why should I even consider what you just said to me? Be not afraid of their faces? I mean, are they going to be so ferocious? Are they going to be so, and I've seen those two.
God bless you, Jesus.
I've seen hatred. Bitterness, anger, wrath in the faces of God's people. And sometimes, over the years, I let those things deter me. See, I'm not afraid to confront these people. Even though I know when I do, I'm about to get beat up. So I avoid it for their sake.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
I'm not afraid of your faces this morning. You're not going to bat me down or divert my message or try to soften it up to help you. You're a rebellious house. And your hurt is of your own doing. You're hurt your own own self. Now, if you, by the way, did you hear that phone call? That, I don't know that man. I don't know that man. His name was Peter from Cleveland. I don't know him. Do you hear me? Did you hear what the man prayed? Was he sitting right in our dining room this morning?
Oh my Lord.
How did he even come up to what he prayed about? Oh, you didn't hear, did you? Yeah, yeah. May I be excused from being responsible for hearing? Because I didn't hear. I'm not afraid of your faces. You have no reason not to hear. And you hear God say over and over again, he that ears to hear, let him hear. And I don't for the life of me understand why you rebel against that. Faith comes by hearing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Glory. Yes, Lord.
You turn a deaf ear to that?
Hallelujah.
You're stubborn people. I even told you many times. See, we're ministering to the, I'm talking to the world now. I'm talking to people who are much dire straight than you are. Over 20,000 nominal Christians, just in Christian name alone, are dying for their nominal faith. They really don't even know the real Jesus. Oh, come on, what the hell's wrong? What's wrong with you people? Why are you so intent that you're not going to believe what I say?
Oh, God, bless you, Jesus.
In Iraq, over 20,000 Christians have been displaced, pushed out. Now, those are mostly Catholic or Coptic. So we wouldn't even consider them. And yet, whatever faith they have in that name, or they call themselves Christians.
Hallelujah.
And they pay. What the hell? Now you, Phil, come on, look, sure, go ahead, come on. Have a good job at it again. Go ahead, folk. Pity me.
My Lord.
I remember the man would call me from Iraq. Anybody remember that?
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't hear from him no more. The last call I got, he was heading for that place where they killed Saddam Hussein at. He said, I may not, because he constantly was on a run. Ah, you poor I told you to get the hell out of here, and I meant it. You're sitting to defy me again? What do you want here? You hear that man praying about that spirit of Antichrist that comes against the prophet? Did you hear him?
Yeah.
What? Where did you get that from?
Oh, bless you.
Why? That's what I was dealing with this morning. Your will is anti-God's will. Do you understand the word anti? It opposes. It exalts itself above all that is called God. You're just not going to do it, are you?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Why then? And by the way, I did not just get this morning. See, I walk with God. I talk with God. Better still, he talks with me.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
First of all, he tells me I am his own.
Hallelujah.
I'm not my own. He tells me I am his own.
Hallelujah.
And then he tells me to tell you that I am his own.
Hallelujah.
Ah. And if you ever heard me deal with that in any status, when I refer to my position with God, then what do I say about that? It goes right on down in its own measure.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God promises me, he promises you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Whatever God gives me, he gives you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God takes away from me, he takes away from you.
Hallelujah.
calm down. Isn't that something? Y'all look at your face. What's he talking about? Oh, what a big yeah, behold, I show you a mystery. There's two of them working in you right now. That double mind. You wonder how had the scripture come as I walked out where Paul said, I'm amazed that you are so easily, so soon removed away. What in the world? Who would bewitch you? What kind of spirit seduced you? That you would be so easily moved away from the only way to Almighty God, and that's the way of the cross. That's the way of faith in Jesus. There is no other way. You don't trust in your old flesh. No, you don't. Your own mind. We are not of those who draw back. Well, then stop drawing back. Resist it.
Amen.
Jesus resisted it in the garden.
Oh, yes, he did.
But he didn't do it passively.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Such defiance. I have even tried to demonstrate that. And I come so far short of the real agony. Most of you people don't know that, either, do you? Until you agonize.
Hallelujah.
And you don't want to. You want to have babies, but you or make them and then have abort them.
Okay.
Or you want to have a baby in a controlled way that knocks your pain to no pain and you know. You want to bring forth the body of Christ without travail. Without some agony. You're not willing to follow Christ into the regeneration. And the very fact that you disagree with that, tell me I'm right.
Hallelujah.
Because God knows his people.
Yes.
The family full of dry bones and they're all dry.
Yes.
They're all separate. They're all you.
Amen.
And for God to tell you, you spiritual hard heads, that you need to hear that prophet.
My Lord, Dad.
There's people around the world hearing me, and God's telling them, hear that prophet.
They don't live with you.
Is that the trouble with most of you people? They don't live with God like you do, yet they know God better than some of you know. They must live with him somehow.
Hallelujah.
Can you picture our worldwide audience? The house of Israel? Anybody that's ever exercised any authority in any situation, and that authority has to be over, not over a chair, over who sits in a chair.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Not over a building, but who's in the building.
Yeah.
Not over Christ, but over those who are in Christ.
Amen.
Authority, all power, all authority.
Yes.
It is the proper administration of authority that makes it effective.
Amen.
It's when it's misused or abused that destroys its power. But what a statement.
Amen.
What a statement.
That's it.
I might have one or two who get that. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to their deceit. They refuse to return. Oh, that's not us, brothers, there. People of Jerusalem? People called by his name? I want you to understand how close this is. You need to stop mocking my intensity.
Hallelujah.
Because you want to look at my humanity.
All right.
My humanity, my flesh is very weak. But that spirit inside of me of intensity is very strong. And I can take you on and will take you off. You may do me bodily harm, but you're not going to do me spiritual harm. Now, if I let you do me spiritual harm, you know what's going to happen to you? Do my prophets. I plead with you to come into this place with a humble, submitted spirit. I told you not to do it. Come with your own arrogance, your own pride. I didn't tell you. You have been warned. And your damn face ain't going to move me.
Hallelujah.
You're stubborn, rebellious. You're stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. For the Spirit of God is here again.
Hallelujah.
And he comes to convict.
Amen.
And we're so hard, we want to get convicted.
Hallelujah.
Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding?
Hallelujah.
By a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They thrive on deceiving their own self. I'm not deceiving my own self. Well, if you are, you wouldn't know unless God had somebody to tell you. Show my people. Listen.
Glory.
And now you'd like to all change your faces, wouldn't you? And I told you, you're never going to do it like that. You show up here with a face that you wore all week long.
Oh, Lord.
Glory.
Pity me, I'm sorry, I can't do this, I can't do that. Then you want to walk in my presence and get rid of that self-pity spirit. When you need to do it all the time.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Whether I'm there looking at you or not, he's always looking at you. He sees that. He sees that stuff in your heart that you see. If there's ever been a people, if you're warned about the thing that could deceive even the very elect. And since we consider ourselves the elect, do we? Do we? Do we? Do we? Then don't you think a little warning to the elect?
Oh, yes, yes.
So they don't end up deceiving themselves.
Amen.
No one else has ever told you what it was that were possible. And no one else has ever told you why it's not possible. So you should not despise that prophet.
Amen.
That one. You know, that one. You know, that one. Maybe a big. How about this one?
Huh? Bless
you think
Lord.
Almighty God, who has an all-seeing eye, cannot see in your face whether you love him or despise him?
Oh,
you think he can't see that?
He wouldn't be God if he couldn't.
You think you would deceive God with your little old false face? If you're doing what God tells you to do, you can look him square in the face. See, Peter was actually smitten to the heart when he swore and said, I don't know the man, and looked up and saw Jesus looking right in the face. And when he saw Jesus looking right in the face, he now remembered what Jesus said, when you are converted.
Hallelujah! Glory!
So he runs outside and gets converted. Hell, I begin to weep and run. Hi! You got converted! Another guy standing and was stood him to his face. That's the wrong face, Peter.
Glory to God.
Boy, Paul was something, wasn't he? He said, Peter, you got the keys of knowledge, but I know something you don't know because you're deceiving your own self. He said, I was stood you to your face. Yeah, Peter stood up and said, you all know the Bible. I'm out. God delivered the message to the Gentiles. I had the key. I opened the door. along comes Paul, and he elaborates, and I take it with Paul. And I get in his way, hinder him. Paul said, when I came down to preach to those Gentiles and those Jews, I found that you had caused dissension among them. Amen. Oh, you don't know the scriptures, do you? There you are again. You don't know the story. It's turning into a little fable. That was a heavy, heavy spiritual warfare going on. Peter might have the key, but Paul knew how to turn it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I could go into theology there. I don't really want to. But when Paul was talking about at the end of his life that no man stood with him, what he was talking about, he wasn't talking about physically standing with him. He was talking about standing with him by preaching the only gospel to save anybody, Jew or Gentile,
amen.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He said, you theologians, you self-righteous, you haughty, you didn't stand with me because you wanted to take a little credit for something. You wanted to think you brought something very dramatic.
Oh, God.
Argue over circumcision and keeping of the law and good works and baptisms. What's your argument? What's your debate? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual... Now, but I'm going to do this again. You see, when I come in here, I pray, search God day and night. What else am I going to say?
Oh, God.
What other message do I have for the world?
Oh,
you're dead. Anybody in the world, you're dead. If you don't believe that, now you're double dead.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You would do good to believe it, maybe repent. Then perhaps, pre-adventure,
hallelujah,
he might take away the damn and put a blessing on it. Will you do like the people of Nineveh?
Glory.
Glory.
Can you backslide again this morning? Are you worried with me coming in here and talking like this? Well, how worried do you think I am? I would love to give you meat. And you're still not going to agree with that I have meat. I have revelation that hardly anybody else has. Oh, but I know who you are. That's why God gave you the revelation who I am. Because I'm the one that's going to have what else you need to know.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, that's either going to get me into the kingdom or get me kicked out. For me to think like that, and I be wrong. Maybe I will backslide on a little bit. Take it back. Maybe that'll get me through.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I'll just go somewhere and die. Maybe that'll get me through. Boy, I pray, Lord. I can't pitch. There wasn't a time that I didn't go to prayer yesterday that I said, God, just take me out of here. I am so sure of my soul's salvation because of my human failures. My sins and my iniquities have shown me I need Jesus Christ. Now in the hour of my death, I don't need Mary praying for me. I don't even need you praying for me. I need Jesus Christ. As I walked out of my shower last night, I said, God, I want you to know that I am so secure in my faith that I believe I am saved.
Hallelujah.
And it's not by any works that I've done.
No.
God, you damn fool. Go sit there again.
You
are some people. How you are going to insist that you are going to do something that counts you worthy of eternal life. No. You're crazy.
Amen.
Your theology is so screwed up.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth. Rejoice in it. Perpetual backsliding. Perpetual. Perpetual motion.
Thank
you, Lord. Non-stop.
Glory God. Thank
Don't you
God.
Think you folks should get some rest from your perpetual backsliding?
Help, Lord.
Now I'm going to give you the scripture that God gave me. The other morning, Jonathan brought me a new wireless mic. It's a digital. This is an analog. In fact, he talked to me about it yesterday. He said, how do you like it? Well, my problem is that my voice is not a full voice. The parts of my vocal cord get shut. So when I talk, I have highs and lows and distortion and you know that. Some of you folks even use that for an excuse for not hearing.
God bless you, Jesus.
And everybody knows that I've made it as much effort as I can, talk slower, more articulate. Hey, Brother Johnson, are you up there? What did you tell me about my voice last night that was missing?
The bottom end, the major part, and then the high end.
Those are missing?
Yeah.
Now, we do have a program that can bring them up or down. And I've been doing it wrong because I've been bringing the middle part up, because then he used another expression to me. He said, my voice sounds what? Fuzzy? Or remember what you said? I forget how you put it. But the full quality of my voice, I remember when I destroyed it. Because that was the whole show. I had a house full of preachers, and they were all drawn to the meeting, but I wouldn't let one of them peek. So it sounds like now, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Got a house full of know-it-alls and peep, but I don't hardly let any of them peep.
Hallelujah.
And if they peep wrong, aren't you God protecting you?
Oh, Jesus.
I think it's a graphic analyzer, isn't it, Jonathan?
I think it's called parametric equalizer.
Woo! I haven't found out. Is that on Cool Edit too? Oh boy. So you work out of a preacher, right?
Right.
They call it voice enhancement, correct?
Right.
We enhance the voice, you know, quality or clarity or emphasis, you know.
Okay.
Lord.
What's that got to do with anything? Well, if you're the voice, you'd like to get it enhanced.
Hallelujah.
Take away all hindrances. I don't understand it, so I can't listen to you. Well, then we'll try to get rid of that too. Jonathan gave me that the other day. Thank you, Brother Jonathan. I put it on and I start to walk. I went to see how far it would go. The other day I had one like this on and I walked way out into the garden. And I was talking all the while, got out to talk to all the brothers. And when I went back to the radio room, I'd record every bit of it. It picked it up way out in the garden.
Hallelujah.
Now, believe it or not, Jonathan, this one doesn't go as far. Okay. Because I put that one on the other day and I took a walk. And I walked out across the little bridge out there. And as I walked across the bridge, I was talking about the harvest. And then God gave me a scripture. And that's the one I would not share with you yesterday when I was going to do it, remember? Does anybody remember? Hey, the brother said, I'm not going to do it. God told me I don't have to do it. And you thought I was playing again, huh? Boy, you... Sitting right there in front of you. I wanted to share the scripture, and all of a sudden I stopped, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
And I jumped and said, God just said, don't do it now. I won't do it.
Jesus.
You all liked that, didn't you? You see, God opens up scriptures to me to help me understand what's going on. Like this one right here. From the scripture he gave me is where I got this from. Because
right.
I went looking for it, and sure enough. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast the sea. Deceiving their own selves. They hold to it. Get strength out of it. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard. But they speak not aright. They just weren't use the right words and right attitude. No man repenteth him of his wickedness. Same. What have I done? Everyone turned to his course.
Hallelujah.
Where he gonna walk? As a horse rusheth into the battle, like a mad dash to hell. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times.
Amen.
And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming.
Yes, Lord.
But my people know not the judgment of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Which is so blessed.
Amen.
To be judged of God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You could say, save me, Lord, and I'll be saved. Or you can say, judge me, Lord, and I'll be judged. Because God's judgments are righteous.
Amen.
And they will lead you into righteousness.
Righteous.
When the judgments are in the land, people learn. Are you learning how to respond righteously to this judgment? Are you learning that you're not responding righteously? Are you deceiving your own self by saying, well, I'm receiving it, and you're really not? How do we say we are wise? And the law of the Lord is with us. Lo, certainly in vain made he it. Don't see no spot to it. But the law of God with us.
Hallelujah.
His law is in my heart. How do we say we are wise? And the law of the Lord is with us. Lo, certainly in vain made he it.
Hallelujah.
The law has no real accomplishment, is it? You don't like when I quote that, huh? What was the value of the law? Why did God add the law? Damn it. For by the law came the knowledge of sin.
Amen.
Wherefore was God's purpose in adding the law?
Amen.
Who you are something else? You tell me I'm not talking clear enough English?
Jesus. Oh God.
Wherefore did service the law? What? How did the law serve God's purpose? Because he saved sinners. Now unto him that is able to save sinners. Unto the uttermost. Now if I go ahead and define that, you wise guy, you're going to come at me. I know you are. You've been doing it for long. You just keep on insisting. Because you don't think coming at me like that is sin, do you? You say believe in everything, but don't believe that. And that's where we are today, saints. God has chosen by this one man to speak to the entire world, to the people of God who are very much more physical and emotional and financial in trouble than you are. But if you get them satisfied in their soul and get them believing,
hallelujah,
they'll believe they'll go through.
Hallelujah.
They'll believe they'll overcome. They're not going to blame themselves for their circumstances, although they are the fault of them. But don't blame yourself. Just don't do it. Just receive the condemnation or receive the conviction and then turn to Christ with all your heart. Maybe God should have picked a more articulate fellow than me, huh? I have put my words in your mouth. On what condition? Do you know when you people start pulling back from the prophet, you're backsliding? And you're deceiving your own self? Are you telling me that God deceived you when he gave you a witness?
Amen.
Is that the way you treat each other because you start denying the witness that we are brothers in Christ?
Hallelujah.
Is that what you do? First you get the witness and then all of a sudden you get You get deceived and you start treating your brothers and sisters like enemy?
Well.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, God.
Do you bite and devour?
Oh, God. Thank you.
Is that what you're doing? Deceiving your own self? Thinking you're doing the work of God? Until a man up in Chicago and Cleveland by the Holy Spirit said, that's the Spirit of Antichrist, you're coming against the prophet.
Yeah.
You hit him?
Yeah.
And I said, why, God? I don't even know this man. I don't even know.
Keep praying.
And he heard what was going on this morning in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You sat right there, some of you folks didn't even hear it. Perpetual backslide. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their field to them that shall inherit them. Have you not been told that that's a very real possibility? That they're going to come on these grounds if we don't get right with God and ravish our women, take our crop, live in the house that you're living in? If you ever need the Lord to be your habitation, to dwell in you and you in Him. And the you includes all of you.
Amen.
Right.
Not just you.
No.
You are complete.
Yeah.
Right.
All of you.
Yes.
We are the you.
Yes, Lord.
Ah! Come on, people! Come on! If you're concerned about maybe losing your soul, maybe be concerned about somebody else losing theirs.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, Jesus was very concerned about you losing your soul. Even though he bought it, paid for it, he goes back up to the Father, sits down at the Father's right hand, and he keeps on living so that you might live. Well, he's concerned about your soul. Oh, is he concerned about your soul? Are you concerned about his? Don't you abhor yourself that you can't, because of your own iniquity, come up to this higher place. Lord, lift me up and help me stand. A higher plane than Lord. Now, if you can sing a song and mean it, instead of this rhetoric business, you have defied me on that rhetoric business. I told you this over and over again, stop singing them songs like that, with that nonchalant, passive. I told you. How many years have I warned you about the rhetoric? You got rhetoric in your prayers, rhetoric in your forms of worship, having a form of God, but deny the power. You let the power of God hit you in worship and see what you'll do. You see what happens when that power gets a hold of you. It'll quicken your mortal body. It'll bring a response. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Therefore I give their wives unto others, their field to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least, even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness.
Oh, bless your name, God.
And from the prophet, I didn't take that verse out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay? In case you folks thought I was going to leave the prophet out.
Bless you.
Boy. Yeah, dummies. God, I was dumb. What do you think has caused this intention in me? Because God hasn't left me out.
Hallelujah.
There's no way He's going to judge you without first judging me. There's no way I can judge you without first judging me. And so these admonitions from God, they smote me to my heart. Oh. See, because you don't believe that, you won't believe it for yourself. Let us lay aside every way, your opinions, your ideas, or somebody else, or somebody's thing, and get rid of that spirit of all belief, and then you'll start loving each other like brothers ought to love each other, and you won't let their sins and their iniquity separate you from the love of God that's in your heart. Now, if you don't understand that, then just go to you. Y'all believe it. And they're fearful. Well, what you're asking, I'm afraid I can't do it. It's a fearful heart, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
You want to love each other. Put on conditions of people measuring up to what you think. That's why you want to love God. You want to love God with conditions that He gives into you. I'm not wrong. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed. Thank God this next verse saved me.
Praise God.
Because I haven't done that.
Hallelujah.
I haven't done this. For they dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly.
Oh yeah.
I haven't done that. Boy, you've been wounded,
yeah.
Cut down, but I don't just smooth it over. Let the hurt hurt. Let it cut, cut. Let's smite you to your spirit till you cry out, woe is me. No, everything's not going to be all right. He's all right. You understand that? You're all wrong. Now, Andy, you heard me. Well, go ahead and get hurt. You love the truth. You love the truth like you do, it won't hurt you. That truth that talks about prophets. I read the scripture about prophets. Prophets prophesy like, oh man, boy, that would hit me in the face. Oh God. They say sword and famine won't come to this land. I haven't done that. Oh, the first time it came to me, I said, how am I going to find out whether I'm not one of those lying prophets? Because God said, I didn't send them. God said, they're lying.
Hallelujah.
And what are they doing to make them a lie? Well, they're saying sword and famine. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. I haven't done that. I haven't done that.
Amen.
I haven't done it.
No.
I warned you by sword and famine.
Yes.
I warned you about your lack of divine peace.
Yes, Lord.
I haven't healed your hurt slightly. Now, I even warned you about your pity on your face and say, oh, I'm hurt. You're hurt by your own doings.
Yes, Lord.
Not by anybody else's.
Yes, Lord.
Iniquity is your own.
Yes,
Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Oh. I want to tell you something. It wasn't the groanings in the Garden of Gethsemane that moved the hand of God to set him straight. It was his finally surrendering while he was groaning.
Hallelujah.
And weeping. And uttered through that groaning, not my will.
Hallelujah.
Heaven began to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Go help him now.
Glory.
Help him now, angels. When that happened, he got up and said, let's go now. Let's go. They don't know the stories. But you're too dramatic. I've many times tried to picture that scene. There's been times when I've even been in that kind of scene. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace. Well, there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they have committed abominations? Nay, they were not ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, shall they fall among them that fall. Fallen. Repent from whence thou art fallen. Repent.
Hallelujah.
Are you not taking this message personal?
Hallelujah.
It's me. It really is me, Lord. I thought sure it was Al over there, but therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down. Why art thou cast down? Well, why are you cast down this morning? Just do what's right. And go honor that sacrifice for your sins.
Glory God.
See, you've done it too many times, folks. You've eaten and drinking all worthily. because you have not discerned the Lord's body. You see that man up there in Cleveland? He discerned what's going on amongst the body and actually prayed. I got to pray for you and the people. He discerned. Well, we don't know who he was. By the Spirit of God, you couldn't get a spiritual witness on that?
Hallelujah.
Wow! Wow! Oh, Israel! Oh, Jerusalem! Arise and shine, and Christ will give you life! Oh, God. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. See, that's part of your problem. You thought by this time the prophet was so evil and so wicked and so sinful that by this time he'd be a nonentity. He'd be consumed. But I'm not consumed. I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
Don't you think somewhere down the line you ought to get the message?
Hallelujah.
Stop trying to replace me. Stop trying to rub above me. Stop trying to outdo me. Because I'm not doing anything. How many times have I said to you people, boy, if I get past this, because some of the stuff I do is very devastating. Oh, you're talking to God's people. You keep holding the word down. You shouldn't. If you was a prophet, you wouldn't do that. Yeah, see how quiet you are? Come on now, if you're God, you would say, damn me. You wouldn't do that, would you, God? You're a God of love. Depart from me, I never knew you. What? I thought you loved me.
Jesus.
You wouldn't talk to me like that if you loved me, would you, God?
Oh.
Boy, that's sliding back. I can't stop from sliding. Like water about me. See, right in my presence, go ahead and slide back. Just draw back again. Huh? I will surely consume them, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There shall be no grapes on the vine, no real spiritual fruit of the Spirit, nor figs on the fig tree. The leaf shall fade, the testimony starts to fade away. You know, you people don't have the testimony you first had when you came here. That first love, that first testimony, your testimony's faded away. Your witness is not as bright as it ought to be. And then you get upset because I get brighter. I still got a witness. This is the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming. And all these other things don't mean one thing at all. You know what? God, who knows the heart, knows that. He's tried it. He even let you people know there's a man who's after my own heart. That's why I had Omar bring out that scripture the other day, which it meant tender. Tender. Boy, that blessed my heart. Because I don't look like a tender guy, you know. Oops. Well, you see, I've been tender enough to be bruised. And sometimes be stomped on. Can you imagine what the world's doing to the God of love? Crucified the Holy One of Israel.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
This is the air. Let's kill him. And everybody knows what the king going to do about that. Really? What? He'll put you in a... He'll destroy you with misery. With misery. Are you miserable? Because you have hope in yourself and hope in this world? And you're more miserable than a homosexual. You're more miserable than the adulterer or fornicator. Come on, because you're putting hope in the thing of this life, hoping to get some kind of righteousness out of it, you're not going to get it. No, you're not. I don't care what you do. See? Am I making you miserable? Thou knowest not that you're poor, you're blind, you're wretched, you're miserable. What are your faces? Huh? Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves. Let us enter into the defense cities. And let us be silent there. do what God tells you to do and then just sit down and be silent. Don't offer your complaints. For the Lord our God has put us to silence.
Yes, Lord.
And given us water of gall to drink. The bitter cup.
Jesus.
Your iniquity. Because we have sinned against the Lord. You know, it's one thing to sin against your brother. But David said, I'm going to hide your word in my heart that I don't sin against God. And I'm right and wrong again. You don't like when I challenge your so-called revelations, do you? Now you know who I'm talking to. Every one of you know I'm talking to. The little widow woman, she didn't challenge the prophet's revelation. He had revelation truth for her. First of all, he had revealed to him who the widow was. Then I told you that she also had to have it revealed who the prophet is. There were many widows in the time of the prophet Elijah. Only unto one. Now, neither one of them knew who the other one was except by the word of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet knew there was a widow down there because God had told. The widow knew because God had told. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you, not one of the prophets, you Elijah, you. Therefore, you got to go. Don't send somebody else. Boy, I think that's beautiful. What a revelation, huh? Elijah, he didn't need what the woman had. She needed what he had. What do you got to do, Lord? Why is this? What is it? God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, if you was Elijah, who shall abide the day of his coming? If I am not Elijah, I'm sure a forerunner. How, what are you doing with me here talking? Well, now, I'm not sure, but see, we are, that's where our problem is, I'm telling you. The whole world is questioning God on his claim to being God. And everything they're doing, thought, word, or deed, is against him being God. Everything. They're not against God. They're just against him being God.
Right.
You're not against loving God, are you? You're just against loving the God. The one God. I'm not wrong, brothers and sisters. Now I get this scripture that God gave me as I walked across that thing. I didn't like it. I don't like some of the things that God's talking about this end of time. Because I can see the desolation.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can witness it. I experience it. We have looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of hell, behold trouble. My. Wow. We haven't done that? Looking for peace? Peace with God? Peace with our brothers and sisters? Huh? And looking for to be healed? Neither could be healed of any. They've healed the hurt of my people slightly because they're looking to be healed. So they do it slightly instead of cutting the wound right open and digging out the trash. Gonna do it again, huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Well, I ain't got a very encouraging word for you.
Praise God.
When I ask the Lord to take me out, I'll always say to him, I'm so confident that my soul is saved.
Hallelujah.
As wretched a man as I am,
hallelujah,
my wretchedness,
hallelujah,
has called me to realize that you are my salvation.
Hallelujah.
You're my God. And you will I trust.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I'll be through with it. little bit and y'all can go take a nap.
Thank you, Lord.
The snorting of his horses were heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sign of the gnawing of his strong ones, for they are come. And have devoured the land and all that is in the city and those that dwell therein. Behold, I will send serpents, cockroaches, among you. How do you like that? See what's among us? Which will not be charmed. And they shall bite you, saith the Lord. By to devour one another. When I would cover myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people. Hallelujah. Because of them that dwell in a far country are far away from God.
Hallelujah.
Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her?
All right, then.
Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images, with their manifestation of their iniquity, and with strange vanities, seeking things that will never produce anything? Bang, bang, bang. You're doing fine. Y'all look at your faces. I'm doing the best I can. No good. Your best is insufficient.
Amen.
Your best effort, your best motivation is not good.
Thank you, Jesus.
You need something greater or bigger.
Yeah, thank you.
Until you can say, yet not I.
Hallelujah.
But Christ. Now you want to know what's upholding me? That I. Now here's the verse. They stepped out there. It's come to me many times, but now it's a little bit. The harvest is past.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The summer is ended.
Yes, Lord.
And when I say,
help, Lord.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead?
Hallelujah.
Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Yes, Lord.
The harvest is past. As I walked out there, I saw the harvest. And that's when God put that in my heart. The harvest is past, the summer's ended, and we're not saved. So it means we're going to have to go through another year of sowing and reaping. For the summer's come, the harvest is past, and Jesus has not come. Because that's where we're going to be saved. But because we're not ready to be saved, we have to go back to sowing and reaping again. The field is the world. The seed is the good seed of children. So we got another year of sowing and reaping. And remember, you are going to reap what you sow.
Amen.
You sow to your flesh, to please your flesh,
yes, Lord.
A better life in the flesh,
yes.
You're going to reap corruption.
Yes.
You sow the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Harvest time is the end of your world.
Hallelujah.
The harvest is the end of your world. Has your world ended yet? Or do you still have hope in the things of this life? Well, then you have to go back.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ is not coming this year, you know. So that means we have another year, at least, of sowing and reaping. Of building and planting. Ain't God good?
Yes.
He's going to give us another opportunity. Have you learned anything from a crop that you planted didn't do any good?
Sure.
Have you learned anything from planting crops out here or there?
Amen.
We won't plant no more. Are you going
to
learn some new things, because you see, the planting has become very difficult now. They got all kinds of seeds. What seed do you plant? The lies of the devil? Or the truth of God's word? What do you live by? Satan's lies, deceit? Or do you live by the word of God? That's truth, right? You know, if you read by the word of God, then you get along real well with your brothers and sisters. But there's no sin temptation taking you, it's just a common man. Huh? And most of these temptations in your lifetime, you have succumbed to them. Did you learn from that? You're going to tell you the temptation of your flesh never overcame you? Have you learned something? Huh? I gave you a can of seed the other day, remember? It's called survival. What's it? Survival seed? They're the kind you can plant again. It's one of those things that survivors put out. Very hard to get seed anymore. That pure. Hard to find. They're not allowed to. May God shut down Satan's seed store. You know what Satan sows his seed? In your mind.
Amen.
And if you give vent to it, it roots in the heart.
Amen.
Then out of the heart,
evil thoughts.
I wonder what got planted down in my heart.
Yes, Lord.
What seed am I putting now?
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Yes.
Hello, we. I think you folk would like to make bread out of wheat that comes right out of the field. How do you think that would taste, Enoch? So when God starts to sift the wheat, he just throws every wind of a doctrine come through and hope that damn little thing will blow that trap away. There's only one doctrine today. There's only one truth today. There's only one present truth. It's the hope of glory. Christ is in you. Christ is going to come back and not find faith. No, he's going to find it. You know why? Because he's the author and the finisher. And when he started, he's going to finish. So you ought to have a little hope, folks. A little widow woman, she's out there. She's giving up hope, you know. Why are you so stubborn? Why? How many times have I gone through that little story? The prophet finds her picking up sticks in a deliberate disobedience to God. You got it, Andrew?
Amen.
You got it, knothead? I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you, Elijah. You.
Amen.
I don't need what she got. No, you don't. But she needs what you got. And Elijah didn't move very quick, did he? He was being drinking clear, fresh water. He was being fed by ravens. My God, man. Fully prepared meal. Personal servants. What's wrong with you? Hey, what do you think sustaining me? You?
No.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Glory to you.
Oh, yes.
Boy, we are something else. Am I being sustained?
Yes.
How about you? Are you sustaining me or disdaining me? Which one?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, God.
And the prophet, he didn't move quick enough, did he? God had to really get on him. Read the story. When you go to your little houses and you want to rest, there's no better place to rest than in the Word of God. Go on, read the story and rest in it. You'll see I'm not distorting it. But, yeah, I have commanded. God's talking to the prophet. Here's what you got to do. Why? Because I got a little widow woman over there.
Jesus.
who called on me, what should I do, God? And I gave her a command. I commanded her to speak. Well, what do you got? All she had was a little oil and a little meal. What else could she give them? So in other words, say, don't do that. Yeah, she was probably, if I could do this, she was probably sitting there with a little boy just crying, Mama, I'm hungry. Mama, she probably raked that thing out as much as she could. Now she's sitting there, little boy crying, and she's going to take this last few drops of oil. Before the prophet showed up, she was getting ready to go back to the wheat and beg the elders of the world. She was getting ready to disobey God. Thank God the prophet showed up. Thank God she was able to recognize the prophet. But she did object to one of the things he said, showing her rebellion, stubbornness.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, sure, I don't go there. Well, the first thing, once the prophet recognized that that was the widow, then he had to do something for her to recognize him. So the first thing he did was ask her for something. You sustain him by... Boy, this is so beautiful. Surely some folk would, I would light up like you're seeing. It might light up. It's remarkable where the prophet found her, trying to save herself. And even though she knew it wasn't going to work. Yeah, there were many widows out there. Did you see the prophet walking around? I have commanded a widow woman there to... But all them widows.
My Lord.
Which one? You looked over and saw a little broken, wounded, helpless mother slowly picking up sticks. She really wasn't too much in a hurry doing it because this is what God told her. You see, God had told her, don't use that meal. Don't use that cup of... And that was the thing she used against the prophet, wasn't it? Wasn't it? She had a good willing spirit about her. And she was willing to give what she could spare of water. But she couldn't spare that meal, could she? There wasn't enough.
Hallelujah.
Hey, woman! Yes, sir? Fetch me a glass of water, or give me some water, right away, sir.
Oh, yes, Lord.
She starts to go to get the water. Hey, y'all, give me a little joy. Have a spirit. Hey, y'all, clap your hands a little bit. Hey, give me a little refreshing around here. Huh?
Praise him, yeah.
So she goes and gets a glass of water. She goes, what are you doing? I says, make me a morsel of bread.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you all rejoicing and putting on a big show? Give me a morsel of sincerity, of honesty, of integrity, that you're really obeying God. Let me see that. Well, now, you need to run down to Jackson County.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The scripture verse. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And Jesus is not coming this year. We're not going to be saved. We're not going to be saved from sowing and reaping. But we are being warned. The field is the world.
Amen.
And we deal with the whole world, don't we? Huh?
Yes.
And the bad seed of doubting and questioning and uncertainty and insecurity, that's from the world. The world don't give us no security at all.
No.
None at all.
No.
So you keep showing to find security in the world ways of doing it, you're not going to find it.
Amen.
You give it all up.
Amen.
And if I broke that thing down to individuality, would I get in trouble?
Yes.
I was not disobedient to you, brother, sister, pastor, when you came here. I told you right off the bat that you'd have to deal with your children. You'd have to deal with, yes, I did. I told you, if you think I'm rebuking now, and isn't that something? I came right back here. Well, who are these people? These little widows. See, I got you broke, not only. You're sure getting full of faith, huh? Wow. I can do all things that my bank account wouldn't do. I can have peace with God and peace with my brother, peace with my soul. It will be worth it. Save us. Now, Pope is still kicking me on this. The only way you're going to be absolutely free from sinning is when Christ comes.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're going to battle sin to the day you die. And you're not going to be battling somebody else's sin. You fight the one in you. The fight is on, oh Christian soldier. So you strengthen the faith. Strengthen the feeble hands that hang down. You fill up the gap. You stand in place. You intercede for. You suffer with. And Moses, chose rather to suffer. How long was I suffering?
Oh, yes, Lord.
How long this message I preach suffer because of you?
Glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How is it you have no faith? You know, God gives you faith to have and faith to have not.
Amen.
Paul said, I've learned to have and I've learned to have not.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, we have no trouble getting to have, don't we? But they have not.
Amen.
My daughter's 27 years old. And she chose a lot of haves. That was not the will of God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now she has to have not.
Praise the Lord.
Do I have to go to Richmond? I thought I'm a young woman. I'd have another baby. I'd like to have another husband. I'd like to have my own way.
Glory. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, hear my admonition. The harvest is past, summer's ended, and Jesus hasn't come. Now that's our hope, isn't it?
Amen.
He will come and save us.
Yes, Lord.
From ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
As long as he keeps putting that off, we're going to fight with self, aren't we?
Yes, Lord.
Are we?
Yes.
Lovers of their own.
Yes, Jesus.
No man had anything he called his own. So, aren't you glad now you're getting ready to be forewarned that the summer's ended and Christ isn't going to come? So it means you're going to have to go through another year of sowing and reaping.
Amen.
Have you learned from the past one? Be careful how you sow.
Amen.
For you will reap.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be wrong. You sow to yourself? You feed yourself?
Hallelujah.
And you better stop that, because that's what's hindering you. What's that? You always say, well, I haven't done what you done. No, you're not going to reap for what I do. You're going to reap what you sow.
Amen.
You think you're going to be excused from your own reaping?
No.
You're being deceived. And you're going to say, well, you got away with it. Now you're still being deceived. You are being deceived.
Amen.
Ain't nobody going to mock God.
No
one. Hey, get him, God. He already got me.
Hallelujah.
Boy, what a spirit on your people.
Yes, Lord.
I become your enemy. Because I'm warning you about your enemy.
Bless you, Jesus.
I wish I could tell you different, but we're going to have another year. We're going to be nice. Boy, God, get me out of here, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? Wouldn't that be safe for me? It wouldn't be safe for you, though, would it? I don't believe you're ready, Brother Scare. I tell you before Almighty God, as far as my standing is, my salvation, it's done. And nobody's going to move away from me. I said to somebody at this, I don't care what you say.
Amen.
I'm going to hold back that faith. I got Christ on me. Hell with you.
Bless you.
And you still deceive yourself because you think you got something that I need to get from you.
Oh, bless you.
There's something you got that I need. Like that little widow. She had something that the prophet needed.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was a need to sustain him.
Hallelujah.
She had what the prophet needed.
Hallelujah.
To sustain him. What was that? Just do what I tell you.
Glory.
But what a beautiful woman, you fetch me some meal. Make me a cake.
Amen.
And then when you do that, then you go back. Oh my God. And you make for yourself and for your son. For thus saith the Lord. Oh my God. Ah, your meal bow. You know I preach that thing like that for years. And I still have people that argue with me. He did not fill her meal bow. He did not give her a cruse of oil running over. The promise was, thus saith the Lord. Your meal barrel will never go empty. You'll always have sufficient food. Don't roll this light bread. You ever see the word of God you have around here? You loathe it? Thank God this word's going to stand on till. On till. And that spirit that gets a hold of me. Hallelujah. Until. Thus saith the Lord. Your meal barrel will never go empty. Your cruse of oil will never go dry until the day he sends Jesus to reign. It was very obvious what the woman had to do. She went back in there, and all she had was a handful of meal and a few drops of oil. She took the meal, put a little mixing bowl, put it all in there, and that thing was empty now. Empty. She emptied it out. Are you going to empty yourself out? She emptied it out. Then whatever spirit she had left in her, which was very little, she put it in a mixing bowl.
Hallelujah.
And she mixed up that little thing. You're going to mock me again, aren't you? Little boy laying over there, hungry man. Little boy. Now keep on trying to mix your own deliverance. Go ahead, you foolish woman. Stop it. Where do you think your faith is going to be if that thing don't turn out the way you want it?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Your faith ought to be in the God who's going to make it turn out the way it ought to be.
Oh,
what a word for the man of God, huh? What a word. What a word.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God,
oh God.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes. Do it, Lord. Do it for her, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What are you doing, Mama? I smell you. You making me a pancake, Mama? Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, God.
Mama, I'm hungry, Mama.
Oh, yes.
All right, son. All right. Mix it all up. Put it on a little plate. Just walking out the door. Where you going, Mama? Mama! You didn't make that for me? I will.
Hallelujah. Glory.
After I do this.
Hallelujah.
Right now I can't.
Hallelujah.
Because I ain't got enough.
Hallelujah.
To do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to let that go for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a picture. What a dramatic. You still can't do anything about it, huh? Oh, God. We had to change these. You two are storks.
Oh, bless you.
Seems like nobody else. What I say move you guys. Well, you're not the only ones. You mock me when I do this, but I'm telling you, folk, this is what I see from about
Hallelujah.
99% of this power. And all I hear saying is, I shall not be moved. I'm stuck with my iniquity.
Oh,
I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree that's dying by the riverside, but I shall not be moved. Jesus, move me. Lord, please, don't ignore me. I need to be moved. I need to be picked up on high. I need something down inside of me. You see what motivated the little woman? Come on, Al. Isn't that something? The word from the man of God. It motivated her. You make me a cake first, and thus saith the Lord. Your meal barrel. In other words, when you go make me a cake first, then you can go back. And you can make all the cakes you're going to need. Speakers.
Oh, God.
Am I motivating y'all?
Hallelujah.
And one of the sad things about this, I watch this every Saturday, every time I talk, I watch certain people who want to get away from what I'm saying because they got the preconceived idea that they got the idea.
Oh,
well, I'm not going to be removed out of my place, brother.
All right, now.
So you either stay in your place or you're going to be gone. You're sent here to sustain a prophet. And you'll find out that you ain't going to come up with a revelation that God hasn't already showed me. And I'm stuck with them now. Sure would like to change a few of them, but I can't. I put my words in your mouth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So we stand. The harvest is past. Summer's ended.
Hallelujah.
And Christ hasn't come.
Hallelujah.
Now when Jesus comes again, I want to be ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And how gracious he is.
Hallelujah.
To throw away the last crop. Because how many of you folk sowed to your flesh last year?
Hallelujah.
Are you satisfied with the crop?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Harvest time. I have a pretty good idea what year Christ is going to come. You know, how many people believe that? But why don't you tell us? But because I can't do nothing positively unless God... See what God told me about the scripture? It's been there all along. The harvest is past, the summer's in, and we are not saved.
No.
Christ did not come. Because that's what he's going to do when he comes.
Right.
He's going to save us from this world, from ourselves, from ever falling again. But he hasn't done this year. So what's that mean? Well, we're going to have to go through another year sowing and reaping. Can you plant better now? Are you able to sow a little bit? No discord among your brothers? Or? Are you able now to live amongst each other and sow a new seed? A seed of righteousness? A seed of peace? A seed of forgiveness? Forgive us this day our trespasses as... Trespass. Defy the sign. No trespassing. Defy it. One night, Brother Johnson came to the radio conference. There was a man out here. He 10 o'clock at night it was. He walked right through that thing right down there, walked right through all over this place, and ended up at the radio. When I finally met him, I said, you see that sign down there? No trespassing. You just walked right through it. You walked right over it. Didn't pay it no mind. He trespassed. You see it when you come in? Are you a trespasser?
Hallelujah.
You're a trespasser if you have the right to be here.
Amen.
You don't stop for a sign, do you? Because you believe that you have a right to be here. Is it this morning that I put up a sign? Did I put up a sign saying no trespassing?
Yeah,
no. Did I?
Yes.
You weren't coming to the presence of God with your self-will, your own will.
Amen.
You're trespassing.
Yeah.
Right.
You're trespassing.
Amen.
Hey, you trespassers!
Amen.
No, that's a beautiful sign. It says, don't pass this way again like this.
Praise God.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
We do have a passageway. And as long as we walk in the way, we're not trespassing. And you folks feel condemned when you drive through that sign and says no trespassing? Are you a trespasser? Did some of you trespass the sign that told you not to walk into the tabernacle with that spirit on you? See, you're a trespasser. And thank God we have a prayer, don't we? Forgive us this day our trespasses. Did I trespass him? Fuss at you a little bit?
Mm.
Well, some folks think I did.
Bless you, Jesus.
But, you got the warning?
Yeah.
Harvest is past, summer's ended, and we're not saved. In other words, Jesus is not coming. I already told you that. God knows I wish he'd come right now. Well, you ain't ready. I said I wish he'd come right now.
Hallelujah.
Because I am ready to meet my Lord. I can't find anything in this world worth living for. I can't find any. How about you? Are you finding something to live for in this world? Huh? Are you getting ready for Jesus to come? Or do you have a reservation back there? When Jesus comes again, I want to be ready. And they that were ready, we're not.
Yes, Lord.
So the Lord's telling us we're not ready.
Glory.
So he's telling me. You know, if I Jesus would come take me, I wouldn't have to face you anymore.
Amen.
Boy, that would be a tremendous blessing. When Jesus comes, he got to face you. And you're to face him. Because you ought to be ready.
Amen.
Ah! When I look upon his face. You mean he had to convince me as a sinner? So you save me? Wow! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul! Come on, Andrew!
Glory!
You get pretty good, Andrew. He sits over there, just as quiet as a mouse.
Hallelujah.
Waiting for you to say something, then he shouts like he's. Lord, bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Cities of Judah, city by city. He said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not man, but for the Lord who is with you in judgment.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you.
Oh yes, Lord.
Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God.
Hallelujah.
Nor respect of persons.
Yes, Lord.
Nor taking of gifts. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And ruleth not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might?
Oh, yes, Lord.
So that none is able to withstand thee.
Yes,
Lord.
Art not thou that God?
Yes, Lord.
Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel?
Hallelujah.
And gave it to the seed of Abraham. Abraham, thy friend forever.
Hallelujah.
But thou Israel art my servant Jacob, mm-hmm. whom I have chosen.
Chosen.
The seed of Abraham, my friend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham was called the friend of God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord.
Glory.
Glory. And Abraham was called the friend of God. All right. On social media, they send you a friend request. Anybody ever received any one of those? A friend request. Well, God has sending us a friend request.
Hallelujah.
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 Because he's not had many to receive his friend request. So Abraham's the friend of God. He's not the friend of most men. Because most men are not willing be friends of God.
Amen.
Let me read one for you. Would you be God's friend?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Would you be like Abraham? A friend of God. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. You know there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let me find this one. It says here that greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends.
Hallelujah.
Ye are my friends.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. If ye do whatsoever I command you.
Amen.
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends.
Hallelujah.
For all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
Yes.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Yes, Lord.
And ordained you.
Hallelujah.
You should go forth and bring forth fruit.
Hallelujah.
That your fruit should remain.
Hallelujah.
So that's partially explanatory to why many are not friends of God. They don't want to hear what God has to say.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do what God tells them to do.
Yes.
All right. Of course, there are other causes too. Listen to it. I've got them right here in the book. Hallelujah. You know how you say it. Just read the book. Just read. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes, all right.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
He gives us so many blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Father. Let me see, I got a few here. James chapter 2. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works?
Yes, Lord.
And by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God.
Yes, he did.
And it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. All right, you fearful and unbelieving, you may leave. If you all don't want to be here, please leave. Please leave. And if you're going to stay, then act like you want to be here.
Okay. Hallelujah.
All right?
Glory.
Do we have enemies of God in here? Or are we friends of God? Or maybe even desiring to be friends of God? You know, if we're not friends of God, we could desire to be and say, Lord, I sure want to be your friend. Huh? You sent me a request. Yes, I want to say yes, Lord. I want to be your friend. Hallelujah. Friend of God. Then we could not love the world. All right? If any man be a friend of the world, then he is the enemy of God. Another explanation why men don't like to be God's friend. Hmm? They love the world. If any man love the world, if any man, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, you. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
And there's another one. And we have this commandment also.
Yes.
If we love God, then we love the brother.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By this will all men know that ye are my disciples. Ye have love for your grandchildren. You have love for your kinfolk. Huh? You have love for the president.
No.
You have love for the premier.
No.
If you have love one to another, by this will all men know that ye are my disciples. Hallelujah. there you go. Not many want to be God's friend. Why? Because of their love for themselves, their love for the world, their love for the things of the world. Then they have no love for God. Would you be God's friend today? Hallelujah. Perhaps I could even provoke you. You know, that you would desire. You would say, yes, that's me. I'm not looking to be God's friend because but he don't like what I like. And he doesn't like what you like. He doesn't like what you like.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to be God's friend because he has requirements. He expects that I should be holy.
Yes,
that I should be obedient. That I should be generous and kind and long-suffering. He expects me to be like him.
Hallelujah.
We should rejoice at that. That he could bring it to pass. That we could be like him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, being in the midst of the saints living with you all, I get to observe you, right? I observe you too, Pastor. I bet you do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see me say hallelujah, don't you? You hear me say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hear me say, can't nobody do like Jesus? He's my friend. But I observe your faces when you're doing other things. And somehow they look like you're more having more enjoyment then than now. Now look like some of you are under duress. And again, I say, if this is the case, then you ought to leave. Really. I don't want to torment you. Really, I don't. But it seems like I am. No wonder the man of God, you know, got the admonition of, don't be afraid of their faces. Is this how you guys look when you get to your grandchildren? Now don't get upset. Now some people I'm not picking on anybody. Really, I'm not. I'm just asking a question. You know, I'm trying to provoke you. Because I do observe your faces and your reactions. You know, when we talk about this, talk about that, and you know, there's a glow and brightness and openness in the face. When somebody talk about being God's friend, we all apathetic and disinterested. What's going on? And if that's the way you are, you're in the wrong place. Please leave. Is that fair enough? Is that fair enough? Well, you know, I'll look bad. Yeah, you do look bad. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you do look bad. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We should ask ourselves, why are we here?
Amen.
I don't know what you came to do.
Glory.
I came to praise the Lord. It's something that looks good. You know, it's like what the Pharisees wore. You know, outwardly it appeared to be righteous, but it wasn't substantial. It had no substance. That's what form and fashion is. You know, you put on your nice clothes, you fix your hair, and you know, all the that's form and fashion, brother. And then you come here and look sour. That's form and fashion. That's for no substance in it. It's a dishonor to God. Yeah, it is. You ought to give God praise. Hallelujah. Well, some of that preaching, Pastor, that the prophet was doing, it sort of hit me. I'm sure it did.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what preaching's supposed to do.
Yes, Lord.
And then there's a response to that, which would make it profitable for you. Huh? You say, yeah and amen. Truth, Lord. And then you seek a place of repentance.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, as a man of God say, probably there's nothing we can actually do right now. You understand? Because of what we practice, you know. And that's how we perform. The way we practice. Huh? Daily, we don't really diligently seek God. You understand? There's other things we do diligently seek after.
Amen.
Not God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's not saying, come Lord Jesus. Hmm? Yeah, some are biting and devouring. Hmm? They're not taking the opportunity to be charitable. To have that fervent charity one for another.
Amen.
They don't believe that this is part of God's requirement.
That's right.
Why must we have, above all, have fervent charity among yourselves?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Why?
Hallelujah.
It covers the multitude of sin in the midst of a bunch of sinners. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes.
Every message we hear about our dealing with one another.
Hallelujah.
And every message of God you hear.
Yes, Lord.
One of the messages is as much as you've done it to the least of these my little
Amen.
Ones, you've also done it unto me.
Amen.
Yes,
we don't act like that.
No.
I'm not. We know who we are.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm using the shotgun, as brothers used to say.
Right.
Yeah, we know who we are.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Oh, God.
We do know who we are.
Yes, Lord.
And God knows who we are.
God knows.
And he's no respecter of persons.
Thank God.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
No, he's not going to judge you because you're so-and-so's daughter.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He's going to judge you after righteousness.
Amen.
Hmm? According to your works, so shall you be rewarded.
Amen.
And that's every man.
Hallelujah.
Prophet, evangelist, father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, rich and poor, weak and strong. Huh? Every man.
Hallelujah.
And there is a time of judgment for every man. Huh? Yeah, the word will judge you.
Oh, yes. Thank
you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You think the whole world would want to be a friend of God? Hmm? He's so good.
Yes, he is.
Have you tasted to see?
Oh, yeah.
That the Lord is gracious.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. You may say, well, there's things I want and God won't give them to me. Yeah, he's a good God.
He's a good God.
He's a wise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you what he will do for you if you will allow him. He will give you an appetite for the things that he gives you.
Yes, he will.
He'll make it so that you like his good and perfect gifts.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Yes.
And then you can like the things God gives you. But naturally, that's not so. Huh? And that's why we have the different shades of faces in here. Because naturally, it's not so. If I was to begin to talk about what, you know, somebody across the way did, you know, if we would talk about the homosexuals, we'd perk up, wouldn't we? Maybe the Republicans or the Democrats. Well, God has no message for them. God speaks to his people.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you one of them? Huh? Oh, come on, saints. We need to get a hold of God. Or at least let him get a hold of us. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Jacob got a hold of him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let him go.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord.
Glory.
And when one of them sat at meat with him, heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
Oh, bless you.
And another said, I married a wife. He didn't ask for an excuse. He said, I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, go out quickly.
Yes.
To the streets and the lanes of the city, bring in hither the poor and the maimed,
oh, yes,
the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded.
Yes.
Yet there is room. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said unto the servant,
glory,
go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in.
Yes.
That my house may be filled.
Oh, yes.
For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? So the supper is ready.
Amen.
He bade many.
Yeah.
They all with one consent.
Yes, Lord.
Began to make excuse. It's not a convenient time, Lord. I'm not quite ready for that.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe we have to do all of that. Hmm? I got a doctor's appointment. Hmm? Family reunion coming up.
My Lord.
School's going to start next month. You know the excuses we make. We'd be friends of God if it was convenient for us.
My God.
Hmm?
Glory, God. Thank you, Father.
Jesus Christ, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Amen.
God manifested in the flesh. How about it? The expressed image of the glory of God.
Yes.
Brightness of his glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He walked among men and they reviled him. They rejected him. They despised him. Huh? A man of sorrows. Acquainted with grief. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
The
chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we're healed. Hallelujah. Like the saints didn't get much sleep last night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Well, what is our excuse for not answering the call? Do we have one, or are we endeavoring?
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Try.
You know, to abide in him.
Abide.
To dwell.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we're not talking about a visit. We're talking about dwell with him forever. Now, I know we like for him to visit us and give us some goodies, but we must abide in him.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You know, in the secret place. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you know that Christ is in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Huh? What you have of God, which is in you, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. Well, Abraham's the friend of God, and he's also the friend of Abraham's seed.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. He's Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the only promise keeper, you know.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the promises that he made is I will come again.
Hallelujah.
And receive you into myself.
Yes. Yes.
We see him, but through a glass darkly.
Glory.
He dwells in us, but there's still darkness.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But when we see him, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. 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 And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, we know God is good, but we don't know like we will know. He's sweet, I know, but we don't know until like we will know. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Yeah, but we won't know until we do know. Even now, though, we know that he's good. Hallelujah. We have what you call narrow the earnest of the Spirit. You understand? We've got enough to know, that there's good stuff that will come to us. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's invested enough to know that he won't let us go back. How about that? He's given us the earnest of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That means just a foretaste. So we've experienced some of the glory of God. Touch the surface. Eyes have not seen, ear have not heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man. The things God hath prepared for them that love it. Hallelujah. 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 So we'll see him face to face. We'll see him as he is. Well, one of the reasons we can't see him as he is now, because we're not in the right package.
No.
You know, that's even from the beginning. We can't understand the things of God until God makes a change in us. Then we can see the things of God. But there's another change coming, Sister Bridges.
Hallelujah.
There's another change coming. I believe we ought to wait till our change comes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Brother Spencer?
Yes, Brother.
See what the end will be. Hallelujah. We do know the end will be better than the beginning. Hallelujah. And we know the end will be forever. But when we're changed into His image, that'll be forever. Hallelujah. We'll no more go back to the weak and beggarly. We'll no more go back to the mortal. Huh? We'll continue in the immortality. Sown in weakness, we'll continue in the raised in power. Continuing in the patient waiting for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us be not weary in well doing. We'll reap in due season if we faint not. Our adversary is trying to wear out our patience, but in your patience, possess ye your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, be not weary. Amen. Certainly don't bite and devour one another. You know, if you say in your heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Yeah, that is the result. When we are biting and devouring one another, that's our heart saying, my Lord delayeth his coming. But he that will come, or he that shall come will come.
He
will not tarry. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Let us stand, saints. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Be encouraged. Endeavor to be a friend of God. If you are a friend of God, then be friendly. Otherwise, definitely you want to accept his friend request.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got all of those others that you've accepted.
Hallelujah.
Of course, they're all vain.
Hallelujah.
But if you accept this friendship request from God,
hallelujah,
eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everlasting joy. Coming up on the 6th of September, the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah.
The 6th of September at evening, the Feast of Trumpets.
Amen.
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 A memorial of the blowing of the trumpets.
Yes.
A Sabbath, a holy convocation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So, Lord willing, we'll gather
hallelujah
here, the Overcomer community in Kennedy, South Carolina.
Hallelujah.
To commemorate the Feast of Trumpets.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Continuing in the patient waiting for the soon coming of Jesus.
Amen.
Maranatha,
amen.
The Lord is coming.
Yes, he is.
As he said.
Yes.
Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Ilobo kando shikababate. Little more kohando balasi.